I'm Harvey Manfred-jensen.
Actually, it's pronounced Milwaukee.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
For Friday movies, we're going to pick you up a little bit with two comedies. Joining me in the studio, Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, and Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway. They are the Movie Date podcast. Welcome.
Hey, John.
Hi, John.
It's all laughs this week, huh?
It's trying to be.
Let's begin with Spy, the movie behind that Melissa McCarthy painted gold poster that you may have seen in the marketing lead-up. Here's a clip.
Why are you being so nice to me? Can't just be because I remind you of some sad Bulgarian clown.
You remind me of my mother.
Oh. Really? You know that. I mean, you and I are pretty close in age.
You're funny. It's the Bulgarian clown in you.
Okay.
All right. So what do you think, Kristen?
Well, you know I love some Melissa McCarthy. That's Melissa McCarthy as Agent Cooper. She's a CIA agent who's mostly been a desk jockey. And then after her partner's killed in action, she has to go out into the field and try to avenge his murder. And her big villain that she's fighting is Rose Byrne, who we are hearing in that scene there. There's a lot of great, funny banter happening here. And the action is incredible. One of the things I loved about this is she's not the punchline of any joke in this movie. She actually is very fierce when she's fighting. She can shoot. She can fight. She is very good at being an intelligence officer in the field, and it was so fun to watch and really funny.
So she's the female Chris Farley. She can do the stunts.
She can do the stunts, yes. She's very good. She's got a very good knives and frying pan battle in this movie that's very funny. It's an ideal vehicle for Melissa McCarthy. This is her right in her wheelhouse. And I will put in a plug for Jason Statham, who is in this film, who plays a sort of a bumbling but macho CIA agent who is hilarious. He plays the role almost straight, not quite, but he's one of the funniest things in the film. And I really like Spy as well.
Nice surprise.
Our next movie, I can't believe, hasn't already been made. It's the movie of the series, which you may have seen, Entourage.
You're upset.
Upset? He means angry. This is the third time that you've come to me for more money. What did I tell you when I gave you $100 million?
What did we tell you?
You agreed to not go over.
We told you it wasn't enough.
But you agreed to not go over.
Because you said I couldn't direct unless we agreed.
It's like when a girl asks if you want to bang her hot sister. Of course you say no. Neither of you really believes you mean it, though.
Remind us, won't you, of the premise of Entourage?
Sure. Rafer. Well, this was loosely based on the life of Mark Wahlberg, who is the executive producer of the show. It's Adrian Grenier plays Vincent Chase. He's an up-and-coming movie star, and he's brought all his boys from Queens with him to Hollywood, and they're going to take the town by storm. Jeremy Piven was the other big star of the film, who played Ari Gold, his manager. That show went off the air 4 years ago, off of HBO 4 years ago. It's back now to bring us back into Hollywood. I think if you like the show, you might think it's kind of funny and enjoyable to see all these characters back again. This kind of felt a little dated, though. I think that four-year lag, there's been a lot that's happened in Hollywood. Women are on the rise, and I feel like women are not treated very well in this film. You know, the foreign markets, the rise of Marvel, there are all these things about Hollywood that the show used to be really good about showing us, and I feel like it's kind of missed the boat in the last 4 years. It feels dated to me.
So is it timing or too much testosterone that does this one in, Kristen?
Oh, I think it's both of those things. The testosterone, though, really is out of control in this. From the very first scene, you're just seeing hundreds of topless women, naked women, women having sex with each other, women who are fighting to have sex with all the guys in the movie. And it's not very enjoyable to watch. At least for me, it wasn't. All the women have no agency. They don't get to say anything smart at all. And that's tough to watch. So are all the guys just being macho, driving fast cars, using drugs. I just felt like this was a TV show that should have been kept as a TV show and not turned into a feature film.
And the expansion really expands all of the bad qualities, not any of the good.
Absolutely. Totally agree with that.
In the podcast this week?
We are talking with a real spy, a woman who was out in the field for about 10 years with the CIA. She's going to be helping us to unravel the truth and the fiction in the new Melissa McCarthy movie, Spy.
Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway, co-host of the Movie Date podcast with Rafer Guzman, a film critic for Newsday. You guys have a great, laughable weekend, won't you?
Thanks. You too, John.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Curious.com, committed to helping people learn more than 15,000 skills like Hungarian, hula hooping, and HTML. Curious.com. Grow your skills. Learn more at Curious.com/PRI.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.